So now we are just simply 4 days into Lent. 4 days into our fasting, our prayer, and our almsgiving. And if you're like me at times, it is a countdown. It's like thinking, all right, 4 days done, just 36 more days to go. But the thing is it's important not to get into that mindset. Because this isn't a program. This isn't just something that we check off the box to say, okay, I made it through Lent, all is good. But rather, it is a simple emptying of self. Seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, as we hear at the very beginning of the gospel. We long to be like Jesus. To be led by the Holy Spirit. That's why Lent isn't a program, but rather a means in which we enter into a deeper relationship with God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, walking like Jesus did, so that we may be one with the Father. Now the thing is, if we do exactly that, if we enter into this as a relationship, seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing that my prayer, my fasting, and my almsgiving is a means to allow the Holy Spirit to enter ever deeper into me, expect the devil to tempt you. Expect the devil to put temptations before you. St. Ignatius often would say that as we are growing closer to God, it is the devil who will bite, who will sting, who will put obstacles in front of us in order to get us to stop or at least to slow down. He wants to hinder the relationship. He wants to prevent us from being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the same is true in our gospel. He's trying to stop, to hinder, or at least to slow down Jesus in saving us. That's why we see in the very first temptation, it's a temptation in which we're to be focused. You know what? The devil's saying, on you. What about me? That's what he's trying to say. What about your comforts? You know, we give up different things. Maybe you've given up pot or alcohol or favorite TV show. Maybe it was snacking. And the thing is those are good things to give up. And it's going to happen that the devil is going to say, you know what? Try just one time. You know what? You've had a long, hard week. Eat the Snickers bar. Or watch that favorite TV show. It's just one show. Take that very time to have that snack. Think about you. And what happens then is that temptation gets me to turn in on myself rather than to be thinking about God, to be focused upon Him, to be filled with Him. I think of a story of St. Teresa of Avila. She really enjoyed apples, the story says. And so she would take an apple and put it right on her desk. And every day, she would look at it but not eat it. She would wait until Sunday to celebrate the Lord's resurrection. That would be the one time she would allow herself to eat the apple. One of her fellow sisters came up to her and said, Teresa, why do you do that? You love apples, and yet you put it on your desk and you don't even touch it. She simply said, if I cannot say no to this apple, how will I ever say no to the devil when he puts a temptation before me? You see, our fasting then is to resist these consolations, these earthly parts that bring us away from being filled with the Holy Spirit. Our fasting is a means in which we allow then the Holy Spirit to enter ever deeper into our hearts and our souls. But the devil doesn't want to just stop there. If we can overcome that temptation, he will then move to another one like he did with Jesus. And it's a temptation this time about power, about honor, prestige, fame. I want people to notice me. I want people to remember me. And the thing is true power, true fame, doesn't come from being noticed by people, but rather is a service, is an act of love for other people. I learned this especially just yesterday. One of my brothers is celebrating his 40th birthday. Came home, and yesterday morning when I was spending time, he came walking upstairs in t-shirt and a shorts. And I looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm going to go paint the guest bedroom for Mom and Dad." And I looked at him and said, "It's your 40th birthday." He says, "Oh, I didn't come home for my birthday. I came home to paint." He was there not to celebrate himself, but to be an act of service for my mom and my dad, which guilted me into painting as well. But what a great lesson. That true power, true fame, isn't it about me? It's about serving another person. About an act of love, which is our almsgiving. But the devil won't stop. You see, this is a spiritual battle. The Lord wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit. The devil wants to stop us. And so what does he do at the very end? He leads Jesus up to the very top of the temple. The understanding of saying, you know what? You can be equal to God. You can be right up there. And what that is to exalt the ego. To be able to say, you know what? I'm number one. I am the focus. To which that is why we pray. My brothers and sisters, anytime we enter into prayer, right here at Mass, in the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, or at our home, maybe praying the rosary or reading scripture, or just talking to God in the depths of our hearts, and listening to Him. What we are saying is, Lord, I'm not the top dog. I put You as the top dog. I put You as the most important thing in my life. Because my fastings, my fastings are a way of saying, Lord, I need You to live. My service, my almsgiving is a way of saying, Lord, You serve me, so I want to serve You and others. I don't exalt myself, but rather I pray to You and adore You and exalt You. That's the way we overcome temptation. Through our prayer, through our fastings, through our almsgiving. May we then, as we have begun Lent, seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit like Jesus. To be led by the Holy Spirit and to face the opposition that the devil will make against us with the help and grace of God to overcome sin and to be united to Him forever. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.